and with one swift fell stomp, your murder can be created.
Wow. I wish we had more time. Any comments to share?
That was just incredible. Thank you. Oh my gosh, the imagery in that was insane. That was amazing.
Just a little speechless. Like, it was amazing just how you spoke it. You kind of just breathe life into a poem about murder, which is powerful.
Thank you so much.
I was hoping to quickly ask you about artificial intelligence, which I'm sure will come up on January 19th. Are you stressed about it?
Not stressed, excited, but, you know, we do have some work to get done, so I feel that.
Yeah. Are we talking about...
Oh, just about... Yeah. I'm just curious about just whether, in general, artificial intelligence gives you any feelings. Oh, yeah, not about
that,
the...
Oh, I thought you meant the poetry reading.
That's why I was like, I got confused.
No, yeah, that's okay. I didn't set it up very well.
It's okay.
Well, I'll reclaim my answer. I definitely feel I've been studying AI in school this year. I'm taking a machine learning class, and I think that's alleviated a lot of my anxieties towards it. And I think as poets, it's definitely something to be a little bit fearful of because, you know, writing is what we do, and we think it's so powerful, and that students should be able to learn how to be able to put their thoughts on paper. And I think AI takes away a piece of that. But I don't think we should fear AI. I think we should be able to reclaim it. It is a tool. It's a computer. It sits in a box. It doesn't have any sentience. So I think once you give it that much power, that's when it really starts to be scary.
I have a lot of opinions on it, mainly because, A, from like an art point of view, I fear it a lot because I think that it's kind of taking over the human aspect of it. Obviously, a machine can't recreate something so human and so like close to someone, and as well as that, like, I feel like a lot of, like, I mean, we see it in like Coca-Cola ads right now, for example. There's been like a certain bit of humanity that's just been taken out of, I wouldn't say advertising's always super like a humane thing, but it's something that's supposed to connect with it. And I think that in taking that out, automatically you kind of see like a withdrawal from that. And then from an environmentalist point of view, I'm very passionately against AI. I know like data centers require so much water and just kind of seem to corrode on itself, like the area around it. So for me, I'm very passionately against AI. I haven't really ever touched ChatGPT, and I kind of stray away from it at all costs.
Yeah, and I should have mentioned I'm taking advantage of being in the presence of three intelligent, artistic people just to get your thoughts on what is a very contemporary issue that's affecting all of us. Vanshika, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I have used AI. I've used AI a lot to help me explain math problems and chemistry problems. But as a very artistic person, I love to write, I love to read, and I love poetry. Seeing my classmates write entire essays with AI, that brings me a very strong level of fear, because writing essays not only is something that's an important skill that you always need, but it's also just a way for you to be a human. So whenever I see people making ChatGPT do very human things, that's what scares me the most.
We were talking about Braille earlier this morning because tomorrow is World Braille Day. And several people who are blind were part of the on-air and the off-air discussion. And one theme that came out is, although perhaps you could argue that there are lots of other systems that help a person who is blind to be independent, like elevators that announce the floor, buses that tell you the particular stop, Braille is still essential because it gives one the ability to write and compose and to read. And it's somewhat analogous. You've just made me think of this for the first time. You still want that ability, right, to work directly with language, just as Braille has not become outdated. Writing and reading can't either. So you just inspired me a little bit. Congratulations to each of you. Is there anything I didn't give you room to say that you wanted to?
No, thank you again for having us.
Well, thank you, and thanks also to Alexis Jabor for making this all possible today. Learn more at cityofasylum.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online, at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
I love springtime in Paris, summer at the shore, autumn in New England, but the season I love even more is winter in Manhattan. You never know what to expect. Some days it's a snowy wonderland, other days it rains, you get wet. Some days the shiny sun bounces so brightly off buildings on Park Avenue. Other days the sky is so foggy and gray, it makes every Manhattan night bluer than blue. When it's winter in Manhattan, it could be a balmy 50 degrees, but you could still skate at Rockefeller Center in blue jeans and shirt sleeves. You put up with the folks who come here to gawk at that freakishly enormous decorated tree and the fancy shop window displays and all the Broadway plays. Hey, Dame Edna's back. I hope she stays in whatever this winter will be in Manhattan. It won't be like any winter we've seen before. At least once a week we'll break some record. The weathermen love to keep score, and the cab drivers love it. When it's windy and cold, they make money all day and all night. And the horse and buggy drivers in Central Park take sweethearts for a spin, kissing in the moonlight. Kissing in the moonlight.
Giddy up, move the stupid horse.
Hey, who do you think you are?
Come from your field. How old is that country? Move it.
Empty the people. Don't make me come down there.
In the fair. You want some black woman?
Yeah. You idiot.
Winter in Manhattan is like living in a movie set. We wave to the crew of Law and Order, as good as TV can possibly get. Maybe we are only extras in their crowd scenes, but star in our very own play. When the sun sets over New Jersey, it's a wrap. We raise a glass up and we say yes to winter. The snow rarely sticks to the street, where restaurants stay open 24 hours. You might be cold, hey, but you can eat. No matter how blustery it gets, no matter how much snow the Canadian air mass brings, just remember that winter in Manhattan is very often fought out by Manhattan in the spring. Oh, it's winter.
Christine Lappin.
You
two okay back there?
We're just fine.
Don't look back at us, you fool. Watch the road.
Listen to my husband if you know what's good for you.
Yeah, things
And winter in Manhattan. Connor Parente is going to join us in just a few moments. I have a moment to have a word with you, which is thanks. If you were one of the 220-some people that made a contribution to SLB during our 2025 donor drive, we're grateful for your support. If you missed the opportunity, you can call us anytime this morning, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. You can also use a self-service option, so to speak. Simply go to slbradio.org/donate and use a credit card of your choice, PayPal, or Venmo. Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
I forget, Happy New Year. Also, thank you for being part of what we hope is a reliable place where you can rest assured you can find kindness and interaction and positivity. No matter what happens between one Saturday and the next, or the past, we've strived to do that for a long time here. It's always necessary. Some weeks it seems more necessary than others. We appreciate your being with us this morning. This is the hour when it's our goal to have live music or other types of performance from adults in our region, and today is no exception. We have Connor Parente with us. Connor is from Greenfield. He is going, I believe, has an album release show that's coming up soon. We'll talk about that, but let's first take a listen to a song from him. Here is Connor Parente.
This is my newest single.
just came out yesterday. Song's called Hieroglyphics. Just one more time, I want one more chance to do it right. I want to scream from the balcony, smoking cigarettes and irony. I want to be the man that rolls you like a stone. I learned it from the highway mystics. I've been reading up on hieroglyphics, and I think they've seen a thing or two. The revolution's never really through. Made mistakes in my past. Oh, I've seen faces go and faces last. I've seen lovers fall into the night. Seen legends who don't see the light. Watch out, or hard rain's gonna come. I learned it from the highway mystics. I've been reading up on hieroglyphics. And if we don't do it now, we never will. Take my arm, we got time to kill. On a road run through history, back when gods had walked the earth, Lennon singing about rebirth. It's enough to show us what we're worth. Oh, and as the streets gave in on the highway's night, I stripped myself of name and right. And the damn keep watching from the promised I, but if I play this right, never gonna die. And I learned that from the highway mystics. Yeah, I've been reading up on hieroglyphics. And as we ride into the end, I'll remember.
Connor Parente, what a song. You both play, it's interesting, there's a mix of certainly hard driving as you play and as you sing, but also the lyrics are very intricate and there's a lot going on in the song. It's a great combination when it all comes together. How old is the song? You mentioned it's going to be the new single. It is the new single, but when did you write it, and how did it come to you?
Well, I wrote
This whole record I wrote within probably the span of 6 months, 6 months to a year. I spent writing this record, and this was actually the last song that I wrote for it. It was about, I want to say, 3 years ago. This one a little less than that. But I this one I wrote in kind of a strange way that I don't normally do, in that I had all the rest of the songs, and I was in the studio recording them, and I just needed one more track for it to be, you know, the right length and to, you know, flow the way I wanted it to. And I never really forced myself to write a song like that. I don't prompt myself. It kind of just happens. So, and I had this idea. I just had that that tagline that I learned it from the highway mystics. I've been reading up on hieroglyphics, and because that's the only thing I think that rhymes with hieroglyphics. And so, and I had that name title, I had that title, and I had that that hook, and I kind of, and I just, I built it around that, and built it around, I don't know, this nostalgia for the 60s and 70s that I feel like a lot of people are having more now, and that I definitely did at the time, and still do, but much more than I was all in that world.
That song does evoke a sense of nostalgia as you listen to it. And it's interesting. Is it the first song on the album? Does it kick off?
No. It's right in the middle. It's the end of the A side.
But it was pivotal and important. It ends up being the first single. And sometimes you were probably wise to put it aside so you could get your other work done and come back to it so that it wouldn't hold you up. Connor Parente is who you're listening to. His release show is January 9th at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. And if you go to ConnorParente.com, you can find out more information about it. We're going to listen to another song. Afterwards, I want to find out a little bit about how you got started doing this, but let's have you play another song first. What would you like to play?
This one was my first single. I came out almost 2 years ago, I think. And maybe it was a year ago. I lose track of time. But this song is called Going Electric. Face flowers in your hair. Oh, my heart was beaming. Back then I was waking up, had a dream, and baby it's tough, but I'm still dreaming. How long before we call it quits? So long and I still can't get it. All right,
I guess you had some better in mind, but all's forgiven. I seen how these blues boys play, unscathed but soft and safe, and I'm going with them. Will you face your world against the wild? I ain't gonna live for long, so let's ride. Letting go can't grow.
Connor Parente at the Saturday Light Brigade, and that powerful style is something to behold. I put a short little video clip up so you could see him here. I'm sure there's more at his website, ConnorParente.com. If you go to our social media, you can see it too. Tell me a bit about, were you born and raised in the Pittsburgh area?
So I was born in Monroeville, and I lived there till I was about 7 years old. And then I moved into Irwin, and that's where I guess I spent most of my childhood from like 7 to 13. And then I moved into my house where I live now in Greenfield. And so, yeah, I've always been around the Pittsburgh area, but jumping a bit through the suburbs.
Yeah. How did you discover music and more or less get to where you are now?
Interesting question. Well, I've been doing theater all my life as a child. I was doing like 11 shows a year.
Wow.
At one point.
So this would be like high school musicals?
Much before that, I was doing a professional local theater. And I just, that's what I was doing for a long time, and I loved that. And at one point, I was planning on going to get my BFA in acting. But I just, I don't know, I don't really know. It just all came on me at once. A friend of mine showed me Led Zeppelin and Bob Dylan and The Doors and all that, and he was kind of my spiritual guide through music and got me into all this great music, and I guess it's finding that music that made me want to start writing. And I had never picked up a guitar before I was like 13 when I started learning.
What is kind of fascinating, so you've spent a lifetime bringing the thoughts and words of other people to audiences and probably really enjoying it, or you wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
And probably doing it pretty well, or you wouldn't be cast in so many productions. And then did you slam on the brakes, or was it more of a subtle transition?
It was a subtle transition. It wasn't just, hey, I'm doing this now. But I found my passion and I had to go with it, you know, all in.
And, you know, stage presence and understanding audiences is always going to help you.
Yeah,
as a musician.
That it was very important training that really helped me along the way. I mean, when I first, you know, got up on the stage to play my own songs, a lot of people would be, you know, terrified, I feel, but it was my first go around the block, and you know, that performance aspect and keeping people engaged and you know, just these fundamentals of art that you learn about in anything, they will help you in another form.
It's great to realize and understand that, and I appreciate you sharing a bit of that backstory too. I think it's important to understanding how an artist comes to be, and as people consider their own lives, the pathways that a person ends up taking. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, here on Community Radio. Connor Parente is the voice that you're hearing. He's being generous with his stories as well as with his music. A release show coming up on January 9th at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's in Millvale. ConnorParente.com is how you can get more information about it. You've got vinyl and CDs as part of it. Physical product is making a little bit of a comeback, isn't it?
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I think vinyl units might be at a significant high right now compared to what they were, say, in the 80s or 90s. And it's nice to be able to have a physical item representative of what you actually saw, plus the audio quality is usually better too.
Yeah, and I think that goes kind of to I think people are tired of all the streaming services and not actually owning their stuff, and you know, at any point this could be taken off your streaming, or you could, you know, lose your subscription. And I think people are realizing, again, that it's nice to own something, you know, and this is mine, this is my record, and I'll put it on until the grooves are worn out and you can't stop me, you know?
Yeah, and you're actually contributing something meaningful to the artist as opposed to the literally pennies that Spotify plays bring to most artists. Connor Parente, what do you want to do next?
This next song is also one that's out now, so you can brush up on that before the album release. I wrote this one, inspired by, the book, All Quiet on the Western Front, and a scene from that, and, yeah, at this point, I was reading that book in school, and I had a friend of mine who was thinking about going to the Navy, and I had all this art and all these feelings, and I put him into this one. This song's called Martyrdom.
Thank you.
me about the winter as if I never stood in the cold. Tell me how the mountains rise on up on an open road. Talk about the robin singing in the trees and how their song could bring a man to his knees. Tell me that a young man doesn't have to feel so old. Give me one more summer as if I ain't burned by the sun. Tell me that I'm sorry for the things that I've done. Make me believe it's not black and white, that we can return from this mortal fight. Tell me that the flesh is not as weak as the heart. Take a message back from me. Don't wanna be a memory sitting in a lock-in, lying on your chest. Tell them we had fought the best. We fell in martyrdom. Something sweet for my son. As if he ain't gonna turn back around. They can't afford to lose all these things that we found. The only way to win is to lay down your arms. Don't let them twist you into something you are. We were wrong, oh, we're so wrong to let go. Shifting sense of doubt. Oh, don't ask me questions, 'cause this is it. The reaper waits, the angels cry over the hill inside my mind, and now I'm
Connor Parente, did your friend hear that song?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, it's well read, and as all of your songs that you've shared this morning are. When you're at the album release show, is it just you, or will you have?
No, it'll be a full band set up. We'll have a keys, harmonica, drums, bass, guitar, all that. It's going to be a real rock show.
And you're acoustic or electric at that show?
I'll be playing a little bit of both.
Yeah, I can hear the energy you bring simply with an acoustic guitar is remarkable. With a band behind you, it's probably going to be even, it'll be different. It'll stop. I was going to say even better, but that's not the right way to put it. It'll just be different. The release is out and available. I don't have the name of it. Is it Hieroglyphics?
Hieroglyphics.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's
just guessing.
The album name. Yeah. Yeah.
From that first song. I think time for two more. Right. I'm trying to keep
more.
Count. What would you like to do next?
This is a song. All these songs are on the upcoming album. I think this is the first one I've played that isn't released yet. This song I wrote about. It's about growing up, and it's got a little bit of a Pittsburgh color in there. This song's called Golden Black.
Need something harder than prescription. I need a high that'll break my mortal mind. Something so much bigger than our time. Too much exposure captured from another distance. Full disclosure riding on a sixpence. Scarlet dreams are bursting from my seams. Real life is only in my dreams. Pre-falling back into your eyes. Vagabond in hazy skies. The winter wind only blows the cold within. Baby, we gotta act fast. Where paradise is at, in a land of gold and black. Lost illusions fixed on what I've written. Stand back from the body that I've been in. Cold and clean, that's how my soul had seemed. I miss you, but damn, do I miss me. Oh, but beneath the bow we playing gently through my dreams. Moving on far from my past dependency. The smokestack's beckoning. As old faces take their leave, bum me a cigarette. I'm drifting off to sleep and I see burning ashes, green and undetermined. Facts vital, spoken like a sermon. I'm good, I can make it as I should. Oh, rings around an ancient block of wood. Oh, Lord. Skies, love. When a wind only blows the cold within, baby, we gotta act fast. Oh, come on, show me where paradise is at in this land of gold and black. In a land of gold and black. In a land of gold and black. I ain't never, ever, ever.
Connor Parente, it's really been fun having you here. Off the air, I had asked Connor, because I sometimes can't remember everything. I said, you've been here before, right? And as soon as he started his first song, I knew I didn't have to answer that question, because his style is quite unique. I think you'll enjoy seeing him and hearing him if you get a chance to check him out at his album release show January 9th at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Before the last song, is there anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't talked about today regarding your music or...
I think we covered it.
We probably did. I just always, my experience is sometimes somebody is itching to say something that I didn't give them space for.
Come to the show. Hope you enjoy.
Perfect.
Buy a record, stream the songs.
What do you want to finish up with?
This one's going to be a slow song. Or a short song, but a slow song. This one is called I'll Be By Your Side.
Thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
Parente, thank you for being with us today. The Saturday Light Brigade, that is a group called the New York Path to Peace. And here is Cherry Lawson. Cherry Lawson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our program is booked by Ty Cherosky, Ella Storm, Technical Associate to do the yo person's job today, working solo. Technical Director is Chad Green. Our education staff includes Alex Bennett, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Megan Valley, and Ben Rutkowski. Joseph Kukula is our Youth Media Center Manager. Robert Gray is Director of Operations, and Ricky Berger is Director of Me. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT.